the next person is at the time when he looks at the next person's fault, immediately he begins to think of his 10 faults. One person wrote to Hazrat Ji, Alhamdulillah, whenever I see a person, if I see any of a person's fault, straight away I begin to think of how many faults I have in him. That a person, if he has in his life, he will not look down at anyone at all. It's sufficient for his islah. If he only begins to think that the moment he sees someone's fault, you know, my Hazrat to tell us, if you see a person wearing the pants below the ankle, which is wrong, he will jante nahi. If he knows, he won't do that. Just imagine, there also he uses some kind of excuse. No, he does not. Rather, being that collective involved, that person not wearing a hat too, you feel hurt, why not wear a hat? And my Hazrat should emphasize a lot on the hat. And when he was passing away too, you know, your time was up, he knows his time is up, he's putting his hat right. Putting his hat right, I'm going to meet my Mawla, Amir Allah. That my Hazrat was like this. Putting his hat right, that I'm now going to meet Allah. Mawla Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali should always wear a hat. And someone told him, you always wear the hat, he says, if no one is there, the farishtas are there. How important it is. Just like when you take out your clothing also. Change your clothing also, and be careful. Do not open yourself completely. And you open completely, close it quickly also. But be very careful, because not the farishtas are there. Allah Ta'ala is there. But just to tell you that the more azmat you have, the more respect you have, and the more you think good of other people, then Allah Ta'ala will say in the Qiyamah, you thought good of that person, I'll give you whatever you want. And we all want Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. So why look at other people's faults? Very easy to take out people's faults, but look at your own faults. And you come to realize how much you are drowned in all kind of wrongs. To Allah, how many fathers. Before I came, I was reading on Kitab. You know the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives you. There's certain ni'mat Allah gives you which has its rights. Which has its rights. Very few of us understand this. Allah Ta'ala has given a name. What is the ni'mat of the eyes? That all that is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That He's got His rights, that you use it in the correct places. The ni'mat of the hand, everything is used in the correct places. But one ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala gives us, which we not appreciate and respect, and that is something which is very important to discuss today. Why our dua is not being accepted? Why our dua is not being accepted? You know, when you go to a very important person, you will meet him, you got an appointment to meet him, how do you dress up before you go? You know, the way you dress up, that he must not take on my fault. Leave alone that your hair also you must be put right. Your beard also you put it the way that he must look at me, he must be attracted. But whatever I ask him, he gives me. Not only that, your mouth also, you make sure that I've put all kind of things in me, that when I'm talking to him, I'm not calling any kind of odor to him. He will turn away from me. All those kind of special treatment you make to yourself, to meet a person of the world, someone very important and you want to meet him, so you make sure that you make yourself prepared for him. Now this is preparation for a person who is part of this world. Allah Ta'ala does not want you to prepare when you come to meet him with a good clothing. Allah Ta'ala does not want you to come to tell you that you know you must wear the best clothing and come to meet him. No. Allah Ta'ala looks at the inside. Allah Ta'ala looks at the inside. Allah Ta'ala don't look at him on the outside. Person very handsome, that is between him and Allah Ta'ala. But that does not make him feel. The car is in the way, the MP373168. What is it? It's a white class. Try not to come in the way, please. Hazrat Ji always say, kisi ko takleef mat dena. Park your car to the way you must park the car, the next person. You know, we are so, ghaflat, that we park the car also. Sometimes a doctor has to go somewhere, we got a call, and then we got no rights to park in people's driveways. We park in people's driveways, we give them takleef, we cause them to talk bad about us. This is what Islam is. Islam teaches us to not cause any inconvenience to anyone. Or this person who came and parked his car in this way, he must know that he must remove the car so no one must get taklif. That is very important in Islam. In Islam, that kisi ko taklif mat. However, so this what happens, that this buzruk, this what was I talking about? I was talking about this dressing. That you dress up to go meet this person, but when you face Allah Ta'ala does not dress up. You must dress up whatever you can dress up. Always meet yourself. The clothing must be parked. But the dressing Allah Ta'ala wants is your heart. Allah Ta'ala wants your heart. If Allah does not look at anyone's face, how beautiful that person is. If that person is beautiful, then Abu Jahl was very beautiful. If that person was beautiful, then Abu Bilal was very black. But he was bright. He was so bright. And Abu Jahl was low. So Allah does not look at that. Allah Ta'ala looks at the heart. So the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives us, which we do not appreciate, number one is reading Quran. We do not appreciate. Every time when you open the Quran, Allah made you open the Quran. The ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that you open. The zikr that you made, that is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Remember one thing, you are not making the ni'mat of Allah. The dua that you made, you lift up your hand, He allowed to lift the hand. However, these are all ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but why is it no known? So much of the, oh my mothers and sisters at home, listen to this very carefully, because they read so much. Some people read so much of Durood Sharif, some read so much Istighfar, some read so much of dua, but they're thinking at heart, what is the reason that our dua is not accepted? Why? Allah Ta'ala must accept dua. Why is our dua not accepted? The reason is because we do not appreciate the ni'mat Allah has given us. This ni'mat that Allah has given us, the heart has to be pure, very pure. Heart has to be pure. Now our hearts are not pure. While you're reading Quran, you got malice for someone. While you're reading Quran, you got jealousy for this person. While you're reading Quran, you got grief for this. So everything you will look at it, you're reading Quran Sharif, but Allah wants you, as you say, you know the outward, you go meet someone very important, you keep yourself very clean. Allah Ta'ala wants you to keep yourself very clean to meet and talk to him. Now when you got all these kind of things in your heart, all kind of things that you're not supposed to have in us, we are supposed to take out all those things. We are not doing anything about it. And then we're making zikr, so what is the benefit of the zikr? The benefit of the zikr is that whatever is going to be there, it will lose out. You're just making the name of Allah. You're taking the name of Allah down. You're making dua also. Your inside is so polluted that you're making dua also, that dua will be accepted. In other words, why do you not appreciate this ni'mat of keeping yourself clean inside? Do not have any kind of grudge for anyone. That person can have grudge for you, but you've been very good to him. Remember one thing, do not have any kind of animosity for anyone. Do not have any kind of malice for anyone. Because you must understand, because all these things that you have polluted your heart, the dua that you make, you have not appreciated the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala. I'm giving you this. How is it possible that I'm giving this ni'mat to make my zikr, and yet your inside is not packed? Not only that, when you're making your zikr also, what is the reason that while you're making zikr also, why is it that your tongue is not protected from the wrongs? You're making zikr, but you're making ghibat also. You're telling lies also. In your businesses, you're telling lies. In everything, you make ghibat also. So tell me, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, we're thinking the noor is there, but we have not caused the noor to go away because of the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, to read the Quran, to make dua and all. The purpose for it not being accepted, or the noor is going away, is merely because that we not appreciate the azmat that we must have for Allah. You have so much azmat for a big man of the world, it's not important. Just for your work, you do not know whether you will fulfill your duties. You have to go there with this thing, no, I'm going because I'm putting myself right. You look at me and accept me. Whether you'll accept, you don't know. Allah Ta'ala says you keep yourself inside and I'll accept you. You don't have to go to anyone to accept. But now if you not keep your heart clean for anyone, remember the first thing a person goes who wrote to Allah Ta'ala, the quality of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, all the Nabi's had, har ek ke saath, muhabbat aur izzat. The shafqat that you have to love for everyone in the heart will be so clean that you will look at the person, your heart will be clean. He can be hard with you, but not hard. He can do whatever you want, but you will keep your heart clean as possible. Until unless you don't have these things, the azmat, then your dua is not supposed to be accepted. Your dua will not be accepted. Your zikr you're making, I'm saying to you, please, when you hear this zikr, this majlis, don't you now know what my dua not is, so let me leave zikr. Let me do shayr. No. Improve ourselves. Put ourselves right. Put our, take everything out of our heart, bring that nur in our heart. That nur must come into you, and you know this heart is only for one person. And that is for Allah Ta'ala. The heart is for Allah Ta'ala, then keep that heart as pure as possible at all times. Then you see, inshallah, you make durush sharif, you read to the durush sharif is something else. The zikr that we make to zikr is something else. The Quran is allowed to read. Let me tell you this much too. While we are reading Quran, sharif, the azmat that we supposed to have in us in our heart and talking to Allah Ta'ala, that we're talking to Allah Ta'ala, that your tongue is free from ghibat, your tongue is free from lies, your tongue is free from not to turn away from Allah Ta'ala. Many a time you're reading Quran, sharif, and then the cell phone goes on. We forget we're talking to Allah Ta'ala, you're taking the cell phone. And the next point is not important to. And you turned away. That was the time for acceptance. Many a times at the time of acceptance, we are turned away because we're not turned, we were supposed to be with Allah Ta'ala, we turned on us. So we cause harm for ourselves. So let us keep our heart clean, take everything out. Then you make azmat of the ni'mat. You know, if you only can think, this is a ni'mat, Allah remembered me. I'm making zikr as a ni'mat. I'm reading Quran Sharif as a ni'mat. You know, that person, you only understand this majlis. When you come to the masjid, you won't talk to friends, you talk to Allah. That person who only wants to understand the majlis, he comes to the masjid, he makes dua to Allah. You know, he starts making dua. Because you see, that's the azmat of Allah. Everything, he starts doing the right thing. So this is what we're supposed to be doing. Women at home also, keep away from ghibat and backbiting. Keep away from it. Al-ghibat wa shaddu min al-zina is so famous that hadith. Is worse than zina. Does not mean must zina. The thing is to say that when you commit backbiting, then if that person comes to know about what will happen, you cause so much of harm. So Allah Ta'ala humani ibadat. Secondly, this much that you must remember, whatever Allah Ta'ala does, there's a wisdom. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does for us, there's a wisdom. We will not question Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows best what is good for us. We cannot question Allah Ta'ala. If you want, you know what, you want certain thing like this, Allah says, I don't want to give you. Now you cannot argue with Allah. Allah, that is best way. Ya Allah, I want like this. Allah says, I won't give you. Many a times, like you know a child, when he sees sparks, the child will run toward the spark to kiss it, because it will be very beautiful. Will the father allow that? Never. Never allow. Stop the child. Say, like what Allah Ta'ala told. That you want certain things, Allah says, I don't want to give you. I don't wish to give you. Musa alayhi salam. There was a person telling Musa alayhi salam, you know, he thinking, ah, Musa, I want to know what's going to be for me tomorrow. I want to know what's tomorrow for me. Musa said, please, why didn't you sit around quietly? He wasn't what is for him tomorrow. He must know what's happening for him for tomorrow. Musa alayhi salam explained to him nicely. Don't do all that. How you are, just leave it like that. However, he didn't. He insisted. When he insisted, Musa made dua to Allah Ta'ala. And when the Nabi made dua to Allah Ta'ala, except also. Now his dua got accepted. It so happened. Now what's going to happen now? His dua got accepted. He got very happy. Now he got the message that his horse he got will die. Now that. So he got, what if now? He would have sold the horse in the bazaar. And he got happy. I sold the horse in the bazaar. Next day he got the message. His slave gonna die. So he went and got sold his slave also. And he got very happy in the bazaar. Third day he got the message, he's gonna die. He's gonna die now. Now what's going to happen? Oh, who's going to save him? Look at this story here. It's not a story, it's an incident that took place. Allah Ta'ala wants to show us wisdom behind whatever I do is the best. Whatever you do, whatever you expect, don't expect anything. Expect everything from me. Hold your hand, my hand. There's no other hand besides my hand. Hold it. I'll give you. And I'll give you a lot. You won't even thank me for that. But I'll still give you. But hold my hand. He went to Musa alayhi salam, crying there. Musa, what can I do? I told you from first not to do these things. It's not your work. You mustn't ask those kind of things. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, he's crying now. He said, what must we do? There was a big bala wasabul will come on to him. One big bala wasabul come on to him. You know when sometimes when you do a small thing happens to you, you've got one small cut in your finger. The small cut in the finger is a bala, the savior of a big bala. Save you from a big. You don't understand. Sometimes you know you're riding a car, you're riding very consciously, everything, one small dent you got. Instead of saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun, you go and fight. Why you don't know that it will protect you from a very big thing? Big bala. However, this thing I said, you see, the big bala, Allah has a big bala also to come. So Allah Ta'ala will take that dog away, to that bala will go away. So he took the dog, in other words, he sold the dog, or the donkey, whatever. So it's happened now, the bala still have to come. So instead of the bala coming to the slave now, what he did? He sold the slave to. So Allah Ta'ala said, now what must I do? I want to take that bala away from him by killing the dog, the horse, and the horse is gone, the slave will be gone. But you took everything away from me, that the bala must come to you then. Now what can you do about it? See how Allah Ta'ala works. Allah Ta'ala in infinite mercy, how He works. It's all is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. You don't know sometimes, you know when you go, you know, you want to go somewhere. You want to go somewhere, you want to go for Umrah, you want to go for Umrah, you go for Umrah. Now the doors are closed. No one can go to. But you want to go for Umrah, Umrah. Your tickets are booked and all. Last week you can't go. Inna lillahi. There's a wisdom behind it. You know, one person came to a Buzruk and told him, Hazrat, I want to go for Hajj. It was Nafil Hajj, I think. Then Buzruk told him, don't go. He got worried. He said, I'm going for Hajj. He said, it's not to go for Hajj. He said, don't go. It so happened that he did not go, Allah Ta'ala gave him so much rozi after that. One very big work came on for him. Then he understood the reason why that Buzruk told him not to go. How much we understand Allah Ta'ala? The wisdom behind it did not fulfill what your desire is. Fulfill his desire. Fulfill his desire. I want this. Allah Ta'ala, I don't want to give you. There is something good in what I'm not giving you. Accept it. I want to get married to this wife, this girl. I want to get married to this boy. Allah said. So that's how then Musa explained to him. Okay, he must not go to this kind of. So he stopped teaching us also. That's what we were supposed to do. We ask Allah. If Allah does not give us, two things will happen. Either Allah will give a hereafter. That's for sure. Everyone's dua is accepted. But when we'll get it, that Allah is there. And sometimes the wisdom that does not, Allah don't give it. So we must accept every decision of Allah Ta'ala. Very quickly, you know, we do things, you know, make dua a few days and we forget it. We're supposed to make dua continuously. Allah Ta'ala, when He loves a person, He said, I want him to cry more in front of me. I want to talk to him. I love him. And anyway, he comes out there, I'm giving now and now. I don't want to hear him too. Don't you see that kind of things? Someone is very important when you go to him, he wants to talk to you a lot. I was reading a kitab last night. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he went to Makkatul Mukarramah, the Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi was tired a little bit. So he has to rest a little bit. So he stopped everyone from coming. So Hazrat Thani went inside. So Hazrat, I'm sorry, man. He said, no, for you the door is open. For you, your doors. So who you are, someday you accept. That's how you must take it. If every day, everyone, the door is not open. For everything. Now the third thing which is most important today is your nafs. Your nafs will never allow to make nafil namaz. You need first namaz, sunnah, you know, nafil namaz, no. The nafs will say, don't be. And very quickly the alim say, no, there's no sawab in it, no, only sawab, they don't do nothing wrong. But you don't know that this nafil namaz, if you do it with the intention of this mother when you're committing a sin, and you want to stop yourself from committing sins, that nafil namaz can become a big barrier for you. Because it's difficult. For example, a person who's committing sin of the eyes, he's got eyes guna all the time. He goes outside, he looks at all the wrong things. Now this majlis is for a person who's called Talib al-Sadiq, an honest and true seeker to go to the road to Allah Ta'ala. I'm not talking anyone. You must see yourself whether you're a true seeker or not. Because he always says, "Main Talib al-Sadiq ke saath baat karta." You came here, you came to seek, you can become a better Muslim. If a person got the habit of this kind, his eyes going too much, he must do this every day. When he commits one sin to that sin, whatever sin he's committing, immediately he must eat nafil namaz, 4 rakats. The nafs will get tired. He says, please stop, don't go anymore. I don't want to go anymore. The nafs will tell you, no, I can't. But you have to be so firm, I'm going to eat my nafil namaz. No matter what happens, I'm going to eat my nafil namaz. So when you eat nafil namaz, they say, Baba, you put your hand up. Nafs tell you, no, worry, no more your eyes will go that place. You don't go wrong places. Like my Hazrat told us one incident of a person, he wanted to eat laddu. Now that laddu, he got no money. He said, "Nafs, I got no money, where am I going to get the laddu from?" Nafs saying, "You must have this." He said, "Oh, nafs between that, okay, no problem." So he went to the garden there. You know the few little animals to run around, animals to the water, to tie the tea. He told the person, "Please, now, give me a chance, I want to run around." It is easy to do that. He tied him up instead of running whole day. Now you got some money. He had no money first, he got money now. He told nafs, "Now I got money. I can give you laddu." He said, "Please, I don't want it. I don't want it. What do you make me do now? I don't want it." So what you have to do, your nafs, you tell your nafs, "Khuda na kare, Allah forbid, I don't want to keep away from gunas." Gunas, the big Hazrat Thani, Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, even Hazrat Yaji Imdadullah Rahman wrote a letter to him. He said, "Hazrat," he told him, "how is your condition?" He said, "Hazrat, don't talk about my condition, only one thing. Guna se nafrat. Allahu Akbar. To hate of sins." My dear friends, that's what we want. Guna se nafrat. Hate for sins. Or deen se rahmat. The urge and longing to do all good deeds and to see how I can keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Everything how I can keep Allah Ta'ala happy. They did not talk about high things, these are things. But we have to learn to go to us. Gunas and nafrat. All kind of sins, as we say, awamil tu bajal adanana. In other words, every command of Allah Ta'ala to do it continuously, without fail. And nahawai se baste rena. Baste rena means all that Allah Ta'ala said not to do, to keep away from it all the time. Not that suits you every time of your life. Tawan or karwan. Tawan means happily when you want to do it. And karwan, you don't want to do it, you should not do it. You should not go, let it simple. That is what we suppose we want in us. So this is what happens. The Thani Rahman says that when a person wants to commit any kind of sin, like whatever it is, even take drugs also, or they take even a backbite, or speak out of turn, straight away he must say, "I've committed the sin." The moment he committed the sin, I'm going to read 2 rakat namaz. Now he mustn't wait to read. He must read immediately. Immediately. By reading 4 rakat namaz, 2 rakat, the nafs becomes so tired, he says, "No, please, now, I'm not going to commit the sin anymore." Inshallah, the barakat has a time what he's saying us. And if we are true, we'll try our little bit to keep away from all kinds of sins. So this is what the majlis is all about. Majlis is not bayan. Majlis is to purify yourself. The soul of ours which needs to be nourished and to be kept pure, that is what you have to do. In other words, you know, to make it pure in the namaz come afterward, first come tazakka. Tazakka means to keep quiet. Then after that you see what kind of namaz you read. But because we got so much of pollution in our hearts, the namaz that we read to, there's no effect in it. There's no effect. That's why there's no effect in Durood Sharif, there's no effect in Salah, there's no effect in Dua too, there's no effect in Zikr also. You're making a Zikr. You're taking your Mamulat, but no effect because of the sin that I've spoken in front of you. So make Dua to Allah Ta'ala, to Allah Ta'ala. His father permitted, the purpose to become more near to Allah Ta'ala and close to Allah Ta'ala. The Zikr that you make, the Quran that you read, the Durood that you read, what the istighfar that you make is more important, that you must become more close and dear to Allah. Today your condition is like that, tomorrow you'll get more. I give an incident of a person in South Africa. Alhamdulillah, his mamulaj is very perfect, very to try his level best. So one day he came and tell me, you know, I want to go near my wife, and straight away he became so strong, Allah look at me. Alhamdulillah, he's a good condition. I told him that that is one thing that happens to everyone who is very perfect, try to make himself perfect, or tries himself to become more close to Allah Ta'ala, keep away from sins, then this kind of condition do come. But we cannot sit with that condition. We try to progress more. As the Sahaba Ikram, they should say that they could not even take out their pants to go to the toilet. How much they became so close to Allah Ta'ala. So these conditions, if we become like that too, Allah Ta'ala give us that condition too. But we don't look, we wait for the condition. That condition is not important at all. What I told you now, don't wait for the thing. Please, that's not wanted. What is wanted is the pleasure of Allah. Whatever you do, have the pleasure of Allah. I'm doing this thing for the pleasure of Allah. I'm meeting this buzu for the pleasure of Allah. I'm meeting this person for the pleasure of Allah. I'm giving something for the pleasure of Allah. Everything must be what is manu min Allah Akbar. The greatest thing that Allah Ta'ala wants for me is my pleasure. Allah's pleasure. If you have Allah's pleasure with you, you've got everything with you. تو اللہ تعالی عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب کرے اللہم صل علی محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارک وسلم ربنا آتنا لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره ربنا لا تدعنا هما الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا حاجة الا قضيته يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم.